Got it, Rex.
Oh, hi. So, Dave Larson here. I had my car recently serviced there.
Yep.
I'm just calling up. You guys replaced the battery as part of the last service, and I've just noticed that my horn's not working.
Your horn's not working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wondering if there might be any advice that you've got for me. Like, I haven't checked the fuse yet, but didn't
what
know...
What car is it,
that,
sorry?
No. Zon 846.
Yeah, yeah. What did you say your name was?
Dave Marston. Tall guy.
Oh, right. No, no. Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
I don't know where it is. Doesn't really have anything to do with the battery. Did it work before, do you know? Or...
It did, yeah. Didn't know if it was like a reset thing or if there's a cable nearby to fix battery or anything like that.
No, not at all. I think it might just be shit timing, to be honest with you. Like, changing the battery has got nothing to do with the horn. The windows, yes. The windows will reset when you have the battery off.
Yep.
The horn, no. There's nothing remotely in relation to the battery there.
Okay.
These are pretty common for the clock springs to fail on that model. The clock spring is in the steering wheel, so it's obviously what lets you be able to turn the steering wheel and press buttons without the wire snapping.
Yep.
We've seen a few of those fail on that model car, so it might be that. We'd have to get the car back in to have a play to see what the issue is. Are you near the car right now?
Currently driving it, yeah.
Yeah. If you pull over, are you pulled over or are you driving?
Yeah, pull over for a second. Hang on. Handicap. All right. Pull it over.
Try press the horn. Obviously, put in park so you don't accidentally drive. Try press the horn and turn the steering wheel and see if it beeps at any point.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, so that's your clock spring that's failing. Very easy way to test it.
I love that.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So I just need to organise a time to bring it back in. Is that the go?
Yeah, we can do a clock spring. I've got one issue with that. They are ridiculously expensive, those things.
How ridiculous is...
I quoted one at $1,600 once.
Really?
Yeah, so I can check your one. That might have been like a 1 year up or something like that. Give me 2 seconds. I'll tell you exactly how much your one is. They're crazy, crazy money. One guy bought a aftermarket one, which he didn't really care if it worked properly or not, and it worked, but his volume buttons and like the radio controls on the steering wheel didn't work properly anymore, but the indicators and the horn worked for him. That's all he cared about. He ended up having 3 volume ups and 2 volume downs instead of all the other, you know, radio options on there. So I'll see how much a genuine one is for you. Meet 2 seconds. All right, your one's not as bad. Still expensive. $650.
And roughly how much for install?
About an hour to two, worst case. So probably 150 somewhere.
Okay, so we're talking about $700-$800 or $800, let's say.
About 800, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a safety issue, so.
Really
no
bad
worries.
Timing there.
Yeah, all right. Okay, what I'll do is I'll call back to when I've got my calendar accessible, and we'll work out when we can, yeah, look to get it done.
Yeah, well, did you want me to order it still?
Just hold off for a sec. I'll be back in contact in the next 24 hours. So.
Yeah, no dramas. Yeah, easy. Yeah, it's just really shit time with the rest of the stuff that we've done.
Yeah, no, that's all right, mate. Look, you know, cars, money pits, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a safety issue, so got to prioritise it.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Cool. So clock spring.
Yep.
Nice one. Learning something new every day.
Yeah, it's just basically a whole bunch of copper bands going in a circle and then like a little dick touching all of them and then just rubs on the things. And then sometimes that one of those bands will have a break in it and then that band just goes away, which means... Yeah, only works in wherever it can touch that band, which is why when you turn the steering wheel, it beeps.
So what you're saying is that if I need to beep, just turn left first.
Pretty much, yep.
Oh, cool. Love it. All right, mate. Thank you again. Yeah, I'll be in contact tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, done. Easy.
All right. Cheers, bud. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.